Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Big Kev's Geek Stuff. For links and galleries to everything discussed, follow along at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. Tom.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is my boomstick.
Army of Darkness. It holds a special place in my heart.
It does. You know what? Let's go right to the phones.
Okay. Let's do it.
We come back here to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Before we do that, of course, to join us on the phones, and if you're lucky, you'll get in. It looks like all our banks are filled at the moment, but keep trying. It's 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW. 866-969-1969.
Very good.
Sweet.
Nice. You're good at this.
Eventually, I'll remember. And, of course, you can always go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, check out stuff we're doing over there, stuff we can't mention, some video things, other things. Also, if you're in the tri-state area, OG and I will be hosting a midnight presentation.
Oh, that's right.
Midnight premiere of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Part one
at the AMC Clifton Commons Theater in Clifton, New Jersey.
I'm a little pissed I can't go to that.
Why? I thought you were going.
On the 18th going into the 19th?
Yeah, he probably has something going on the next day, right?
Yeah, but I thought you were allowed to come with us.
I'm working on it.
Okay. I'd be very upset if you weren't there, Eric. Anywho... So that's everything you can possibly do except the GVM line.
425-920-6050. Leave us a voicemail and you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yep, you can comment on the stuff we're talking about or you can ask a question and we may address it in the future. Since we're playing the Army of Darkness music, it would be appropriate for us to go to Alex from Chicago.
Okay.
Alex, are you there?
Alex?
Alex from Chicago. Alex from Chicago, paging Alex from Chicago.
I don't think Alex is there.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, Alex. He's there.
Alex,
he's there.
Is that you?
Sorry, guys.
Dude, I almost was moving the button and you were there. The reason we wanted to go to you was you wanted to know if there will be a sequel to Freddy vs. Jason.
Or any other versus movies.
We haven't heard about any other versus movies per se. The last remote rumor we heard about another Freddy Jason movie involved Ash from Army of Darkness. That it would be Freddy versus Jason versus Ash in some capacity, like the DC comic book. That was the last we heard of any type of sequel going on there.
And that was a really loose rumor, and I think Bruce Campbell said that the only way he would do it is if Ash got to kick the shit out of both Freddy and Jason. So.
Yeah. So, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. That was awkward.
Why was that awkward? Because you almost hung up on him?
He wasn't there, and then he was there.
Maybe he was in the bathroom.
Well. Take your phone in the can.
Word. Don't you got a little app on your phone or something you can listen to us while we're doing that?
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Go ahead, OG. What do you got?
DC.
Yes,
DC. We actually have news.
It's actually comic news more than books this week. The comic news, of course, this week. The big news, DC announces it's rolling prices back to $2.99 for pretty much all of their books, most of all of their books.
Good for DC. It's about time that they recognized that the book prices have gotten too high, and they're blocking people out of the market.
They're losing people to... illegal digital downloading.
Now, who would do such a terrible thing?
Nobody here.
As that?
Nobody here would do
no
that. OG.
No one here.
They're losing. And of course, in like kind, Marvel made some sort of similar announcement.
Yeah, but
similar.
Marvel is only doing it on select titles, I believe. I don't think that it's a. I don't think it's a full rollback on all Marvel titles. Now, I don't know about DC. Was DC full? Was that $2.99 across the board, or was it like select?
No. Most of their titles, I think, at this point, had gone to $3.99.
Okay.
And so I think they rolled most of them back to $2.99. I think that's how that works.
Okay.
It's very exciting news.
Sure.
I, at that price, might be willing to actually read another book or two a month. Now, you know, we've talked about Criteria. Nothing that's a miniseries.
Right.
Nothing that's...
Because you wait for the trade.
So I might be you know, interested in reading another long-term title, like Batman The Dark Knight. That's right. Coming out soon by Mr. Finch.
Yes, yes.
I might be interested in reading that book now. I was interested before, but I wasn't sure how I was going to make it all work.
I might go back to a Batman book for that.
Is that right?
Because currently my DC, my straight up DC just includes Green Arrow.
Right, I know.
That's it.
You got the focus.
I might go back to Batman, thinking about it, toying with it.
All right. Let's take a phone call from Snowy in Michigan.
All right.
Okay, hey, Snowy, how are you?
How's it going, man? Love the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Speaking as an old school sci-fi fan and convention goer, obviously I'm glad they're not using Khan in the next Star Trek movie. I think you're trying to push your luck, you know, hitting a movie that I think most people still think is the best Star Trek movie ever made. If they go to start doing Khan, they might be playing with fire a little bit there,
well,
I think.
Now, sir, let me see,
that's a good point.
But I have a counterpoint, sir.
Okay.
My counterpoint is that, don't forget, they wouldn't be remaking The Wrath of Khan because he's got no wrath. What they'd be remaking is the original episode that Khan appeared in.
Yeah,
which was Space Seed, correct?
And if they're going to put something from an old movie, I wish they'd remake something with the Doomsday Device. It's always one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, but it's so hokey at this point. I don't know if they would do it. And listen, this is only movie two, sir. Only movie two.
But that's another reason you might not want to make Wrath of Khan, because that's also the second regular Star Trek movie.
Right, that's true.
I think you're trying to poking a stick at something. You might be. You know, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm just bad.
Well, listen, you don't got to worry about it, dude, because they're not giving it. They're not doing it.
I'm glad I'm hearing they're not doing that.
He makes some good points.
He does. Thanks for the call, Snowy.
No problem, man. Have a good.
Thanks.
I think the correlation, the parallels that he makes, I think it is. And I think in a time of reimagination, even though that wouldn't be it, it would be hard to not kind of have that in the back of your mind, even if they did Seed. Or Space Seed, rather.
Right.
It would be hard to have to not have that in the back of your mind while you're watching it. I'm just thinking that you'd want to make the comparison.
Right. Yeah, it's a decent point, I guess. I'd still like to see Khan represented in this universe.
All right.
I don't know.
Geek Stuff, DVD News.
Couple of things that we should mention that came out this week.
Three important things.
Three important things in the top row of what we're looking at here. The first is the Back to the Future 25th Anniversary Trilogy. This is both out on Blu-ray and regular DVD this past week. What a great set.
Yeah, that is a cool set.
And I think that it meets both of our criteria for what would be a conversion from regular DVD
to Blu-ray
in our collection.
It certainly does.
What is your criteria?
That it has to be a movie my criteria are it has to be a movie that's a classic, because I want the best presentation of a movie that's classic. You know, like the Back to the Future trilogy, I consider classic movies.
Right.
For OG and for me also, but to a lesser extent, it has to be effects driven, because effects movies on Blu-ray, you can feel the difference, I feel.
And or sound driven.
Right.
And while Back to the Future may not be heavy on the effects, I think that the music score plays a really strong role.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that a nice, crisp, clear sound from the Blu-ray quality would be good.
With the exception of, say, like a Star Wars series where they could go back and redo the effects and all that.
Right.
Can they really go back to, say, Back to the Future and fix up the effects when the car is about to take off, or when Marty's looking at his hand and he's disappearing, you know, on stage?
One assumes that they've at least maybe cleaned up some of the little messes like that, but they have not redone any of the effects in these movies. They've cleaned them up to the point where it may look a little crisper and it looks a little better, but they've not redone any of the effects in the Back to the Future movies. I know. You know how I know, OG? I hosted last week a Back to the Future 25th anniversary screening over in Jers. I did two days in the Jers.
He's a hipster.
Oh, yeah, man. My skinny jeans.
Ew, bring the coon back.
You're funny.
Thank you.
You keep saying that, and he'll come back.
Uh-huh.
Point being that is when we watched it, and this was the new transfer that we watched that they showed in the theater, The effects were not redone. However, the picture looked awesome. So
it looked a little brighter than even during the dark scenes.
Yeah.
Like you could see everything a little better.
Right.
It wasn't as muddy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really important, and that's kind of, in a nutshell, that's kind of the criteria for us. Here's a great example of something on Blu-ray is the Alien Anthology.
Right, that clearly qualifies to convert from regular DVD to Blu-ray.
Now,
think.
Is that more of a sound thing? Because
it's both.
That's both.
That's an effects thing
that's
and
an effects
a sound thing.
And a sound thing.
Yeah. They've punched up the effects a bit.
Well, in the sense that they've digitally remastered... The they've taken the original print. Here's what they're doing. They're taking the original print.
And they're like they're washing it.
Well, yeah. They're cleaning it. And then they're scanning it in at like 4K or 8K. I think Sound of Music was done in 8K.
Sound of Music?
Yes. They just redid Sound of Music. What's your problem?
Just putting it out there.
It's a classic film. What's your problem?
No, all right. That does not qualify for me.
Well, it does for most people. But and what they do is they take it and they scan it in, and then they tweak what they see. It's like you took a photo and put it in Photoshop, and then you screw around with it till it looks really cool. That's what they're doing with the whole movie.
Sharpening the edges.
Yeah. And that's what these are. That's what these represent. That's what they did in Back to the Future. They did the same thing with Aliens. So the Alien Anthology, which also came out this week on Blu-ray, is a must-have, I'd say. And, of course, Star Wars The Clone Wars, the complete second season, whether you get it in Blu-ray or whether you get it in regular, irrelevant, because it's absolutely a fantastic show. If you are not watching The Clone Wars, you're really missing out, because I think it's fantastic.
And here's something I know E-Rock was, I'm sure, excited about this week. The Venture Brothers, Season 4, Volume 1.
Yes, and I'm excited because I forgot Season 4 started. So, and they do it in half and half seasons.
Right.
Right.
But they don't release them in half and half, but they put them on the web, and I just really wasn't feeling about watching them on the web.
Oh.
So now I'm just going to, when it comes out, watch Season 4 straight through.
There you go. So?
Yeah. So, OG, did you pick up anything else on DV, or is there anything else?
I had considered picking up Trigun.
Geek Stuff, DVD News.
Oops.
We're in the middle of DVD News.
I know.
Is the zombie messing around with us again, or is the coon messing with us?
Yeah, I don't understand what your problem is.
I was thinking about picking up the Trigun complete
it's
series.
It's that time of the night. Turn on the black light.
I'm sorry,
let
OG.
The dungeons and the dragons begin. It's D&D.
D&D update.
Why do you got to keep cutting me off?
That's not me, sir. I only run with it when it happens. That, of course, is the D&D Dungeons & Dragons update intro, and where we bring to you the latest news in Dungeons & Dragons, and I'm very excited to tell you that you can now start at the very beginning, sir.
Okay.
With D&D's brand new starter set. We call it the Red Box. Because way back in the day, it all came in the same exact red box, same art on it and everything. But now Wizards of the Coast has reissued, updated for 4th edition, the contents of the red box.
Does it include the classic die?
It does include dice, but I do not see a crayon listed. So one assumes that these are good dice.
I want the blue die, the baby blue.
Or the awful orange.
Both of which were only good for about 2 gaming sessions before the edges would start to wear.
The corners flaked off.
And like your D20 would always land on like 17.
Yes, yes. let's talk about what's in the new box besides the terrific dice. The player's book, where you can create a character and set out on a solo adventure, which they have a solo adventure that you can just kind of run yourself through.
Right.
Which is interesting. A Dungeon Master's Book. You can run the game with the rules and adventure content that will challenge heroes of level 1 and 2.
Okay.
So it's a good introduction, especially if you want to play with people who have never played before. This is a really good item for you to get. D&D starter set. We call it the Red Box. What else is in there? Hero and monster tokens. You can keep track of your characters and creatures as they clash in combat. Also, character sheets. This is where you create your character, record your stats, your hit points, weapons, equipment, and so on. Power cards are quick and easy reference items for your Powers, ability, spells, magic, and all that sort of jazz.
Okay.
So it's like a quick reference. You can just look at it. Fireball. Oh, that's what it does. That's what I have to do, and so on. Double-sided battle map. Explore a deadly dungeon or venture across a forested field.
Does it say what the level on the adventure is? Is this like a 1-4 kind of level or 1-8?
1-2, I would guess.
Oh, 1-2?
Yeah.
It's really that super early on.
Run the game with rules. Content of level heroes level 1-2.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right? I missed the 1-2 part.
Well, sir.
Wow. Does it come with the shady dragon in?
It does not.
Damn.
A set of 6 dice you can't do without. So that would be your standard role-playing dice, 4-sided, 6-sided, 8-sided, 12-sided, 10-sided, 20-sided.
Have these been rubbed on the corpse of Gary Gygax for luck?
I have no idea. They may be made out of his bones. I have no idea.
See, now as creepy as that is, there's something kind of...
Sexy?
I wasn't going to say sexy.
For more information about this or other fine D&D products, of course, you can go over to D&D Insider. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D! Warriors that terrify. It's D&D!
Yeah, I love that D&D stuff. Let's talk to Jack in Arizona, or is it Jock? Jock.
No, Chuck.
Sorry, Chuck. Jock.
No, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, sorry, Chuck.
Yeah, that's okay. I got a question. Why do they keep on receiving superheroes? They need to come
out.
Oh,
dude, your phone is
crap. Completely cut out.
Try again.
Say it again.
Okay, why do they keep on recycling the same superheroes? They need to bring out the Green Lantern, the Flash.
Yeah.
Am I phone just...
No, we got you.
Are you aware that Ryan Reynolds is starring in a Green Lantern movie that's coming out next year?
No, I did not know that.
Uh-huh. And they're also working on a Flash movie, I think, for 2012.
Yeah, I think we're going to know more about the Flash movie as far as, not casting, but as far as, like, what the plan for it is before the end of the year. I think Warner Brothers and DC have said that the script is almost finalized, I believe, and that we'll have a Flash movie. They've actually already greenlit a sequel to the Green Lantern movie that's coming out next year.
Right.
And then there's also Warner Brothers is throwing around that we're going to see a couple of more characters, not just Supes and Batman. So
you will have more. Right, here's the basic premise with Warner Brothers is that once Harry Potter is over, they are going to put out superhero movies like every year.
All right.
Yeah. And you sound like you're a Warner Brothers fan, are you? Warner Brothers characters,
oh, yes,
DC? Well,
I am.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Chuck. Hold on a second. We want to give you a 5-disc DVD set from the Warner Brothers archives. We're not exactly sure what's in there, but we think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
Cool. Hold on a second. Let us do we have General Disarray tonight? We're going to put you on hold, Chuck.
Okay.
His mom wouldn't let him out.
Darn, I love General Disarray.
He's locked up in that cell with
Professor Chaos.
With Professor Chaos.
That episode was awesome.
It was a great return of those characters.
And let's just say again. Mysterion?
We're sorry.
Mysterion is Kenny.
Okay. You're saying Mysterion is Kenny.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
So let's take another call.
Sure.
Did we skip any? Oh, no, dude. We have to. We must quickly talk about this thing.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Hey, a great thing. We want to say... The red box we mentioned for D&D actually is the second item. I did them out of order. The first item in our gifts to give this holiday season.
Is this a new segment?
Yes.
Do we have a stinger?
We don't yet. E-Rock didn't finish it yet, but he's working on it.
Gifts to give.
Ting, ting, ting. Sleigh bells. Ting. Sleigh bells.
Yeah, sleigh bells. Good. Good call.
Right. This is called the Jedi Path, and you can go to Amazon to get this because it's at Amazon. What is it? Jedi Path, a manual of students of the Force. It's a cute little kind of a Jedi training manual on, it feels like old paper and it's a leather bound book. You want the Vault Edition. The Vault Edition, now this is a small, let's call it 8x4. So it's a tiny book. It's full of illustrations and writings. It's supposedly passed down from all the Jedi that you know from the movies, from Yoda to Anakin.
It's like the
Qui-Gon.
First day of school, and you get that textbook,
right?
And you go through the front to see who had
it's got
before
all the
you.
Names,
right?
And they've all written notes in it,
right?
And signed the notes because you do that,
because yeah.
And they also have tucked in weird little things that are just tucked into the book. For example, there's a napkin tucked into the book with Obi-Wan's lightsaber design drawn on it.
Yeah, the schematics for his saber, right?
Like he was at the diner and he's like, oh, I just got a cool idea for a lightsaber. Scribble, scribble on a napkin. That is actually stuck in this journal.
Jedi fries and a milkshake.
Let's say what the best part of this is. You want the vault edition because it comes in a vault. Right.
Yes. Very, very good.
The book is set inside an electronic with sounds, motion, and lights vault. You push the button, and it rises. It splits open, lights up, and the book rises up from the bottom. It's
okay.
Absolutely awesome. You want to go over to Amazon.com and check it out. I think it's the list price is $99.99. It's on sale right now for $59.45.
I want the Sith. The Sith path.
The Sith book?
There can be only two. Yeah. I want to be the one.
Also, they have a video over there as well. You can go over right now and check that out.
Come with like a baby Jedi finger.
Over at Amazon.com. You're sick.
That's a Sith book.
Let's get the plugs out, sir. You want to go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You want to call the GVM line, 425-920-6050. Check out our videos. Friend us on Facebook. We are giving out a huge prize to new Facebook fans in 2 weeks.
What's the prize?
I'm not telling you what the prize
Damn
is,
it.
Sir.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
There it is. Also, you can follow us on Twitter.
It's at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. If you want to follow me, I post a lot about the show, too.
There you go. And you can check out that thing we do every week that you're not that we're not allowed to mention here. You can check that out over on the site
as well.
People
do check that out, I hear.
I know.
And check out both, I hear, too.
Yes. And you can catch OG and I at Chiller Theater tomorrow if you're attending on Sunday.
Right.
In Parsippany, New Jersey. You can also check us out hosting the midnight premiere of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 over in Clifton, New Jersey at the Clifton AMC Clifton Commons. And check out more information on that online.
Okay.
Got anything else?
Yeah. I want to say that sexy Chewbacca is the most ridiculous Halloween costume I have ever seen. Ever, 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 ever.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff is over. For a transcript of the show, feel free to write down every word Big Kev said. And if you do, please send us a copy. Sirius 197 XM 202, The Virus.